Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm joined today by Gunnar Andersten, Product Line Manager for NFE at Cisco. Welcome, Gunnar.
Thanks so much, Allison. Great to be here.
So why don't you just tell me a little bit about your role at Cisco and how NFE fits into Cisco's broader strategy for network optimization.
So I'm a product manager here at Cisco Systems, and I focus on NFE. There's a few business units that are working on NFE, and it crosses multiple lines of business. And we're definitely in the midst of making this transformation from purpose-built hardware to generalized x86 servers. And we're seeing this trend. A lot of customers, especially customers I'm talking to, they no longer want to buy something that can only do one thing. Let me put it this way. Do you remember the first cell phone that you bought?
My first cell phone was a Motorola brick. I was probably 19 years old when I had that. And it was just a single function device, not even text.
Yeah, I think I had something very similar. Look where we are today with phones. You can load any software that you want on them. In some cases, in the Android market, you can wipe out the full OS and load your own OS on them. And this is the stage where, you know, a lot of network services are still purpose-built. I think the vendors continue to push the hardware platforms, even though they do have a virtual services offering. But I think that they're going to be pushed to change their business models to accommodate this transition.
Can you talk a little bit about where you see enterprises on the shift to virtualized networks and where you see near-term opportunities for initial deployments and customers?
Yeah, most definitely. What we're seeing there, you know, they don't want to buy the physical appliance. They'll only ever do one thing. So a compelling event for one particular global financial we're working closely with is they had about 1,400 firewalls that were coming end of life. And for them, do they go out and buy 1,400 physical appliances or do they make the move to NFE? So that was a big enough event in their mind to make this move to NFE.
What technology is Cisco delivering to the market to make this transition easier?
In the service provider community, a solution we call NFEI, we're delivering for large service provider data centers a stack from top to bottom with the hardware and software with OpenStack. You know, one way we're delivering it, definitely through the enterprise and the group I'm involved in, is we're just trying to abstract away a lot of the complexity, especially for enterprises. They don't want to deal with the complexity of OpenStack, and they don't want to have to go out and pay an army of developers to get it working. There are a few companies that will take all the Lego pieces and put it together, but for the most part, they're looking for solutions that can be deployed pretty quickly.
Now, I know that Cisco is part of the Intel Network Builders program, and you have been for a couple of years. I know that we have a long history of collaboration. Can you talk a little bit about where Intel and Cisco have worked together to ensure that the solutions that you guys are bringing to market are fully benefiting from the underlying Intel product capabilities?
Yes, most definitely. So we've been working very closely with Intel for probably 2 or 3 years now, and one particular area where we're working is, of course, we're using, you know, x86 processors on all of our servers, and that is the platform we're using for NFE. But the other part is we're leveraging the network interface cards from Intel, both Niantic and Fortville. And the reason we're leveraging those is we're seeing both the Cisco VNFs, virtual routers, along with third parties, which we're supporting with our platform. They're leveraging the Intel capability for SRIOV and PCIe pass-through, which is very important for most of these VNFs. Another area where we're going to be working closely is OVS with DPDK.
Fantastic. And when you look at the kinds of optimizations that are delivered here, what does that translate to in terms of your end customers? What can they expect from this effort?
I guess the end result is now what they're getting from Cisco is a turnkey solution. My particular product is called the Cloud Services Platform 2100. Now you have a software and hardware solution that you can run any Cisco or third-party VNF on. So you can rack and stack it once. It could be in a colo, a carrier-neutral facility in your private data center. And you only have to go into the data center once. So you don't have to order new equipment. It gives them an ability to scale out very quickly and to change the service mix quickly as well.
when you look at deploying these things, how do you work with your customers in terms of evaluation and moving from, you know, maybe an initial POC to an evaluation and ultimately a deployment?
We work closely with the customer. Sometimes we'll even bring Intel in to these customer engagements. You know, it depends on what particular solution they're looking at, what particular scale. You know, NFV is new for a lot of people, so they're in this crawl, walk, run phase. So we usually do a proof of concept with them, you know, run some services, and at that point, they'll move to a production phase.
Can you tell me a little bit more about where folks can find information about the NFV solutions from Cisco?
Simply go to www.cisco.com/go/CSP, and the CSP is for Cloud Services Platform. We even have the software running in the cloud under sales resources at that URL where they can play with the software on something that we call dCloud.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Allison. It was great to be here.